What's up, my people? How you guys doing? I'm Nightlife Lex, and you are here in the Nightlife, where we give you real news in real time. As your host, I'm very thankful for y'all listening in on the exclusive news in the Nightlife. We are back in full effect, y'all, and I'm dedicating the time to keep you all posted with what we have coming up, such as news and updates, events, people in the community, and just everything across the globe that you guys should be informed on. Make sure you guys tune in the Nightlife by listening to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google, Anchor, and plenty more. Also, follow me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Nightlife Lex, and also go ahead and check out the blog, nightlifemusic.com. I'm currently setting up a new website, In the Nightlife, where I am basically setting it up for everyone to check it out besides just music. We are here for it all. We're here for the fashion and art. Things that's truly for our culture. Everything that you need to be informed on. And if you guys have any ideas, tips, or stories that you would like me to share, make sure you tap in with me, guys. Now, as I've been away for a little minute, took a little hiatus. We know this year is 2021. Last year we had some crazy shit going on, and it's still rolling. It's rolling and it's rolling. And right now we're in February, and it has been a interesting month so far. We like it, in our second week here, and it's a lot of bullshit happening. I have a few little things to talk about. And it's just like, what in the world is going on? Including it being our Black History Month, right? And we're giving y'all some Black History Month tips today. I like to start off with letting everybody know that I would love to support. If you support the movement, share, like, comment, whatever you can do through the social media, even through this podcast, man. Let everybody know what I got going on so we could bring more awareness to what needs to be bought, you know? Now, first thing I want to speak about is this so crazy, crazy thing here. Austin Chang, he's the Michigan GOP candidate for governor, and he wants to end Black History Month. He states if he's elected, he will abolish Black History Month. He says that it's offensive, unfair, and maybe illegal. After hearing that, I was like, who is he to state on ending Black History Month? Especially with this man not even being from America. This man is a Nigerian. And it bothers me because you come out of nowhere stating how you want to end Black History Month. What is your true purpose and your motives on wanting to get rid of Black History Month? I feel like that's not cool. He has to stop where he has started now. Matter of fact, y'all need to just go ahead and just like decline his green card. He needs to go because he has no right to state us deleting Black History Month away from what we've been knowing all our lives. Like, their Black History Month being in February, the shortest month of the year, which bothers me, that blows me. Because it's like, what? But at the same time, we as a people should just utilize what it is, you know what I'm saying? They try to keep us down. We need to utilize this time to make it take full advantage, you know? There's some people who wouldn't have known their history as a Black person in America if it wasn't for Black History Month. That might not be for everybody, but some people didn't even know they were Black if it wasn't for Black History Month. Some things that they learned, researched, or were informed about during Black History Month may have enlightened them. And with that being said, he has no right to state that or even try to do that. I just hope the people in Michigan better not. Y'all better not elect this man. he's going to ruin some things. And it's just like he's giving me house nigga vibes. You know what I'm saying? He's giving me house nigga vibes. And I'm not feeling that. Okay? No way he has the audacity to speak on it. It's even like me hearing a story about they're giving options to students whether or not they want to participate in Black History Month. And I feel like, well, can you give us the option to celebrate White History Month? You see how there's no thing of that? You think about every month of in the year. Everybody got their month, bruh. Everybody got a month. And you want to take this from us? Nah, you got to be shitting me right now. Chinese New Year, they cutting up, they having a ball, they tearing it down right now. Nobody's telling them anything, but you want to abolish Black History Month. Now see, if I was Charlemagne, I would definitely give him the donkey of the day, give him the donkey of the year, of his fucking year, of his life, because it ain't cool. And that's the dumbest thing I ever heard, and he need to be set down. He needs several seats, like he's fucking Bernie Sanders. Next. Now, I have another story about how Black people doing some of the dumbest and saying some of the dumbest things, man. We have the chick that they call Gorilla Glue Girl, which I think is offensive, but that's the hashtag. If you want to find out about it, hashtag Gorilla Glue Girl. It sickens me. Tessica Brown, she goes viral because she goes to IG for help about her using Gorilla Glue to slick her ponytail. Now, y'all know what Gorilla Glue is, right? Gorilla Glue is basically used for, like, furniture, gluing hardware together, just anything dealing with, like, not your hair, but using, it's very, very strong. Gorilla Glue is very, very strong. I guess since she ran out of the Gosta Beak glue, she wanted to use the Gorilla Glue, which led to her fucking head being stuck for about, what, a month now? It's to the point now where she has actually cut her ponytail. And she's going to California. If she should be in California now, where she is getting a procedure done. And they decided to do the procedure for free. I feel like this is a mockery. This is some bullshit. Now, she has a GoFundMe. And it's like, damn, we done gave up money to help this lady try to figure out what she could do and, you know, seek some help, but they doing it for free now. The lady done went viral. She done went to probably like 1,000 followers on Instagram to 500,000 followers now. Now the motherfucker got prices for you to post on her page, baby. And I mean, ain't nothing under 500. You want to post on your stories, that's a band. Oh, what in the world is this? Like, for real? I mean, to be honest, I can't see no Black woman doing this for clout. Fucking your head up to where you might be bald after they finish with you. Just for the clout? I don't know. I kind of think, you know, she just went with her move, this stupid shit, and it ended up going like that. But what if she did that for clout? That's so sad. And like I said, this being our Black History Month, they are showing their ass off on why these other people think we dumb, think we stupid, we low, we ain't shit. Because of stuff like that, like what person in their right mind would want to use Gorilla Glue to slick a ponytail in their head, man? Was her naps that fucking hard up tonight? You know, I don't know, man. Y'all could go look up some more about that, but it's all over the internet, and I'm getting tired of seeing it because it's like a mockery to our Black women and just to our Black culture of you doing something so idiotic. Next, we have this story about the substitute teacher who has been arrested. This lady has been arrested and charged with 19 counts of child molestation as she masturbates in a class full of children. How this is a white lady. She seems a bit fairly, you know, young. And she got caught up doing some nasty shit, bruh. And that just let me know, like, damn, you can't even trust the people in your children's school, you know? It appears that she was masturbating while the classroom was full of kids. That's what Carroll County Sheriff says. Now, she's in Georgia. And, like, it's sad. Like, what she was thinking about it. What the fuck? Did she have Pornhub and one of her, and her web browser, and it popped up or something, and she just felt the little itch to want to just touch herself? I don't know. I can't even imagine somebody masturbating, playing with their pussy in front of a classroom full of kids, man. I hope they sentence her like they'll sentence a nigga who selling a bag of, who got caught up for selling a bag of weed, bro. You know how they do us. Like, she needs to go under the jail. She needs to go under the jail with the rapers. You hear what I call them? The rapers. All that. She needs to go. That's nasty. And she needs to be put under the jail. And if I hear that she did not get the sentencing that she deserved, bro, I feel like, just like y'all want to protest and go and rant about every other little thing that happened, we need to be going in rants to showing these people they wrong, they dirty, and they tore up out here in these streets. She just need to be gone for life. Like, I don't think that's cool. I think anybody doing anything indecent in front of children should be locked up in real life. And just to bring that up, I've seen a story on how France is going to set an age of consent for 15. Now, what the fuck is that? Age of consent should be 18, huh? 18, I assumed that it should be 18. But 15? This is horrible. And it just allows people the opportunity who are molesters, predators, to just fondle and mess with young little girls and boys. This is horrible. They need to check themselves there in France. But it ain't just them. That shit all over the world, man. Do you see how it's being okay to be foul? It's just not right with me, though. Next, we got this other story, boy, that kind of took me out. My homegirl sent it to me, and I laughed because it's ridiculous. They have a Texas woman, 63 years old, was scammed out of about $100,000 after falling in love with a fake Bruno Mars. So she goes to Instagram and makes a page looking for companionship, looking for a little friend, a little boo, she trying to be a cougar, she trying to be a sugar mama. And she got caught up with the wrong people, baby. These guys are being charged. It's two Nigerian men. This is in Houston. They're being charged with third-degree money laundering. This happened in about 2018, but the story has surfaced now that the guys have been arrested. They have placed this money into different accounts. So this is where they're being charged with money laundering. Like, she must have sent a check or two, and they're busting it down. You know what's up with them dudes in Nigeria, just the Africans, they about that scamming life. And baby, they not playing. I laughed because I've actually seen these guys. I believe one is a DJ, an international Afrobeats international DJ. Man, that's fucked up. But I laughed in the inside because I said, what's in her right mind to let these men take her money like that? Like, what were you thinking? I don't care what condition you got. You can't be that fucking dumb to let a nigga swindle you out of $100,000, boo-boo.
you out your mind. And at the same time, I'm laughing because, shit, they getting their reparations. Nah. They getting their reparations. Nah, man. So, hey, they down bad, but I ain't mad at them. She allowed them to do it. You know what I'm saying? How much of a fool can you be if a duck quacks? It quacks. You know? Horrible. Next, we got Mr. Larry Flint. The publisher of Hustler has died at 78. And give his family and everyone who knows him the condolences, because I'm sure he should be missed. Yeah, that porn world is a motherfucker. Okay? Also, Shane, this story about Donald Trump. Twitter has not confirmed that he will be banned permanently. Whether he runs for office again, it don't matter. He is banned from the social media. I've noticed I have not seen my guy in such a while. Like, they just took him clean off the surface, bruh. And it's still going down out here. So we're going to see if they're going to still blame Trump for some of the bullshit that we see happening today. I don't know if there's some hidden agenda behind them banning this man like that, but do they think they're not thinking that, you know, he can't make a fake page like everybody else do? He can still tap back in on you bitches if you want. He can go ahead and grab his wife phone and thumb down on Twitter if he want. So y'all not really stopping the man, but y'all low key, I guess, stopping him from using his voice. And I can understand from the perception of what the media give us about Donald Trump being such a fuckboy, you know. And you gotta ban this nigga. Let's see how that goes. It sucks. I kind of feel bad for him just because I just feel like it's a deeper agenda behind them just banning him off of social media like that, with the shit that people say every day. President or not, you know, whatever. That's just the story of the day, y'all. My last note that I want to share is how the CDC says that they feel as though double masking reduces the risk of contracting the COVID-19. So we already looking like fools with one mask. Now you want me to double mask? Nigga, I could barely breathe with one. What are you saying? Now, this is me on both ends. Now, I could understand double masking to keep it away. But why y'all just don't create a mask that prevents it completely? Why we gotta wear a double mask and we can't breathe? You know, wearing that mask, I feel as though fucks with your health at the same time of you trying to prevent from catching the virus. So me double masking is going to make me less vulnerable to a virus, but I could be more vulnerable to losing my breath and dying. Like, I'm tired. It just sounds so stupid. And what bothers me is how us as a people allowed them to tell us anything and we go with it, just like with the coronavirus. I'm not gonna get too much into that, y'all, because I could go in about how I really feel. I mean, when I found out about it, I felt real sketchy about it from day one. You know, I'm from New Orleans, so this was 2020 February. Mardi Gras is going down. I was doing Lyft and Uber at this moment, making a little extra cash. You know, it's popping. It's surges everywhere. Mardi Gras is money. You know, I wasn't really tripping about partying, even though I did my little thing. I still was like, I'm gonna make these coins. And then when I heard about the virus, I'm like, hold on, what the fuck? It just didn't sit with me. Like, everyone else was frightened. It was like, ooh, child, how you could do Uber and this? They got the virus and all them different people. Yeah, you know, I had to be safe than sorry. And, you know, I stopped. I never did it ever since. I never did Uber ever since this happened. And, you know, we found out about the coronavirus, you know. Well, the people, they've been knew about it for years. But hey, the people didn't know. So I was like, nah, I'm not going to fuck with that. And then my mom was so scared. You know, she's a bit older. And, you know, as our parents are watching the news, they're frightened. You know, this virus is killing people. Done killed nearly half a million people in the U.S. already. So, like, you got to be cautious, you know. I just never sat well with it. I don't know about you, but all I want to say is just be mindful of reading between lines of whatever you hear or see. Follow your intuition, follow your heart. You know what I'm saying? And my heart was telling me this was some bullshit. You feel me? Do you feel me? All right, I hope y'all feel me on that. Now, as I am coming back on the surface to let you guys know that we got y'all covered in the nightlife, guys, I truly appreciate y'all tapping in with me. Now, this was just a little one-two, a little quick get up and go, just sharing some of these topics and let y'all know how I really feel about it, because I'm over it. I'm over the dumb gossiping, the dumb stories, the buffoonery. I'm done with the nigga shit, the house nigga shit. I'm over it. You feel me? And I feel like I'm seeing no one talking about these stories, highlighting the buffoonery, and not trying to, you know, play on nobody, talk to them bad, talk about them bad, or, you know, belittle them. It's just common sense, guys. It's like common sense doesn't exist anymore. Thinking for yourself doesn't exist anymore. It's all about clout. It's all about chasing the clout and getting attention. It seems like people are becoming more attention seekers, but it's at a whole nother level now. It's to a level to where it scares me. It scares me for my son. I'm glad my son, he's 13 years old. I'm glad he has a mind of his own. He's not really into it. You know, what the world got going on, meaning like just falling into line with everybody else. But what about the rest of the kids who may not have such a strong mind as my child and some of our kids in this world? You know, the kids are our future. They're our next generation. And what do we have to show them and give to them? You know, as I have created this platform with nightlife music and in the nightlife with my news and updates, with my podcast, sharing stories with through interviews of artists, politicians, athletes, business owners, especially black small business owners. It is my duty to share these stories and share these updates with you guys and give my input, my perspective on what it really is about. Because I don't believe in coincidence no more. Mm-mm, I don't. And you're going to find out as you tap in more with me that I ain't with it. I'm seeing through it all, baby. Like, I got a clear lens, no filter. And I'm here to give y'all no filter here. Now, I appreciate y'all tapping in with me. I appreciate y'all so much. Make sure you support my movement. Share in the nightlife. Go ahead and follow me again on social media. Nightlife Lex. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. I might have stepped off a bit. But just know that sometimes we have to just be still. And as I learn my purpose, especially into this entertainment business and as a journalist, I had to be still to find out my true purpose and what I really need to give to my people. I don't want to be the one just about gossip and he say, she say, and chiming in on people's relationships, and it has no real purpose behind it. Just for the clout. I'm not here for that. If anything, we're going to dissect it and break it down so you can understand the motive behind what's going on in our world today. It's so much more to talk about, guys, but I just gave y'all a little one-two brief little news and update for today. Again, this is Nightlife Flex. We are in the nightlife.